This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, October 3rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, hopes for a quick end to the government shutdown faded again today as Democrats refused to budge in a Senate vote. President Trump readied plans to unleash layoffs and cuts across the federal government. On the third day of the shutdown, the Senate vote was 54 to 44. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced that the chamber would not be open for legislative business in a week. That's a move meant to force the Senate to work with the government funding bill that has been passed by the House. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers features top Senate Ag Committee appropriator John Hovind of North Dakota. On the podcast, Hovind says Congress has to come alongside struggling crop farmers.
Commodity prices are really down. Obviously, we've got a good crop coming. In the One Big Beautiful Bill, we did update reference prices, which is critical, as well as make crop insurance better and more affordable. But that really kicks in next year. Even though that's the 25 assistance, it doesn't get to our farmers until next fall. And so right now they're in a tough spot. And of course, then you also have the Chinese retaliating, which is exactly what they did the first time in the negotiation with President Trump.
Hovind said the situation is not just about trade with China.
People need to understand, though, it's not just one thing. I mean, one, we've got to keep working for sales, and that's why, you know, I've talked with Secretary Bessent, with USTR Jamison Greer. I actually had dinner with Ambassador David Perdue. We're working very hard with the administration to get sales. Also, we need year-round E15. That just makes sense for corn and for domestic sales here.
Legislators have been looking for ways to divert some tariff revenue to farmers who are suffering due to retaliation by the Chinese.
We've been working to make sure that USDA and the administration has good options. And as you've seen, they're looking at probably making an announcement on something. We've made sure that they have, you know, good options to do that. The first time around, we used the Commodity Credit Corporation, and we could still do that. Now, again, there are cash flow aspects to it that depending on who you ask will give you kind of different interpretations on that. So I want to be careful. But that is something that's in my AgriProps committee, and we're very familiar with it. We've used that in the past. There will be additional constraints on that or needs for that with the higher reference prices.
Hovind says action by Congress will help to back President Trump's negotiating position.
It also sends a very clear message to the Chinese that we're going to keep our farmers in the game and they better quit using our farmers, you know, as a tool in this negotiation. And I think strengthens President Trump's hand in those negotiations as far as China.
Congress provided financial support to farmers in the first Trump administration after China retaliated against U.S. crops.
And that was about $12 billion the first year and about $14.5 billion the second year, so roughly $26 billion. But over that time, President Trump made clear to the Chinese that we're going to keep our farmers in the game and we're going to win this negotiation. And sure enough, he negotiated a deal for $50 billion in ag commodity sales to the Chinese. As you said, they didn't fulfill that because during the Biden administration, he didn't fully enforce it.
Hovind says it appears the Chinese are playing hardball with the U.S., but he also suggests the number two global market could suffer at the hands of the U.S.
Look how much merchandise China sells into our market. Now, what are they going to do without our market? So the idea that they are the only ones that can play a hardball, that's just not true. And, you know, they sell a lot more stuff to us than we sell to them. So they're going to need this market. And if they need our market, then they better be ready to open up their market to our ag commodities.
Newsmakers with host Lydia Johnson and guest Senator John Hovind available now at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.